Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We picked the right people, right? When you pick Adam Peters and you pick Coach Quinn, and then they brought in the right players. The culture changed. See, you went from a losing culture to a winning culture. But it's about those players, and they decided that they wanted to win. See, they didn't worry about what all the analysts said, all the people said, and the right quarterback.
It's a great laugh.
That $1 million laugh, man.
Magic Johnson outside the locker room last night. You've got Ron Rivera's answer in the press conference where he's asked, why they're the worst team in the NFC East, and he goes,
Quarterback.
And then last night, Magic Johnson goes, quarterback. Just giddy. Ron Rivera, quarterback. Bad. Magic, quarterback. Good.
Very different, yeah, somehow.
Different answers with the same word being said. Man, 4th and 1, Jaden Daniels. He just always makes the play. He always makes the big play. He has all season long.
The 1 4th down they failed on that crossing route. It's so weird when it doesn't work.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like you just go
through like at McCaffrey's feet.
Yeah, under pressure, kind of like had to straighten up. It just didn't make a good throw. But you go, it's like jarring when it doesn't happen. That's how dependable it is.
Speaking of them not getting one of those 4th downs, they actually didn't get 2. I don't get what people don't get about this. And I need to stop caring a little bit, if we're being honest. But people cannot grasp the idea of going for 4th downs and why it makes sense. Like, the number of people who still today or yesterday were in my mentions at Grant H. Paulson, I'm sure in yours, Danny, at Funny Danny, saying, well, they left 6 points on the field.
Got to take the points.
So this is not how it works. You can't say that they should have kicked the field goals the 2 times that they didn't get the 1st down, and then that they should have gone the 2 times they scored the touchdowns to end up with a total of 20 points. That's not how it works. You either go for all 4 in this hypothetical, or you kick all 4 times. And by going for all 4 and getting 2 of them, or in this case 5 times, right? But it was 4 in field goal range, I guess is what matters. So the 4 in field goal range.
Mm-hmm.
They got 2 of them. That's 2 touchdowns. That's 14 points. If they would have kicked field goals on all 4 occasions, at max, they would have had 12 points. That is still 2 more points by not getting 2 of the 4 that they went for in field goal range, because by getting 2 of them, they outscored what you would do if you weren't go for it Eddie, if you weren't go for it Freddie, if you weren't Dan Campbell Quinn. If you didn't get off the bus going, all of our 4th downs in field goal range and 4th and 2 or fewer or whatever, we're going for these, then you kick 4 field goals and you have 12 points. They went 4 times and didn't get 2. They scored 14 points. Which one is better?
Yeah, it's the
it's math.
It's a little bit of expected points, which I know is a big deal for a lot of folks, and it's probably a bridge too far. But it's how we got the 3-point revolution in basketball. It took a lot of years for people to explain it's better to shoot 40% from 3 then 50% from 2. You get more points. If you shoot 10 threes and you make 4 of them, it's better than shooting 10 twos and making 5 of them. You outscore yourself 12 to 10. The same thing happens when you do that. Now, going for a 4th down doesn't guarantee points, etc., but you guarantee a lower ceiling when you kick that field goal. And that's kind of the point here. is it, you live by the sword, you die by it. There were a couple of those times where that fourth and three, when they got stuck and had no plays that looked like that were going to work, I might have kicked that field goal right there, and I wouldn't have killed them for it. But the point is, they decided before the game, this is how we're going to play this, and you don't win by doing it some of the times, going with your gut the other time, and then this time I'm going to do it, but the next time I won't. You do it consistently, it works out more often.